I just think it works better than the G5RV, okay?
Yeah, okay, fine. Yeah, okay. I guess that was just a question. I was just wondering if people actually. Let me ask you a question. Were there any bands you couldn't load up on it on the half size? That's really my question.
Nope. I was able to load up on all the work bands and everything with mine. And mine was not marvelously installed. It was, like 20 feet in the center and, a foot and a half off the ground on the long end and probably 4 feet on the ground, off the ground on the short end. So, it was pretty minimal. One thing you do need to do, and this is another one of those complications, you need to put on the back of the radio, especially if you're going to be close proximity, an isolation, a line isolator kind of balun, it's the one-to-one, choke balun to keep RF off the coax going into the radio and resetting the radio doing bad things.
Okay, gotcha. Good. Okay. Just curious about that. Okay, thank you very much. W2JK.
You also need to do that with a regular dipole. It's just the difference is that because you have some matching but not exactly perfectly matching points with the OCF, you tend, as Jim said, the coax tends to become part of the antenna when you're in the less than perfect one-to-one resonant points. That's why you need it. But I found I needed it for a regular dipole as well.
W2APP.
Go ahead, Paul. W2APP, W2TTT.
Yeah, I use the junior with a tuner. Generally, I can spin it up from, 10 meters up to 80. 160 I can't do, but I think you told me at one point if I just put a bridge over, I could do that, but I really don't need it. 6 I can hear, but it generally gives me about 3 to 1, which, the radio will take, but doesn't really like.
What about the work bands?
I haven't played with too many. 15 was fine, 20's fine, 40's fine. Overall, if I hit the tune button, it'll pull basically anything between 10 and 80 in.
Good to know. All right, anybody else? Now, let me just emphasize that for all these portable operations, it's really a good idea to carry a choke balun. And I've tried spooling up like 8 or 10 turns of coax under the feed point. And I got to tell you, for these non-resonant or even resonant antennas that just have some non-resonant moments, you're better off because you're in such close, especially running like 50 or 100 watts, you're in such close proximity to the wire. Sometimes you're at ground level. It's an NVIS type of antenna. Or semi-envis antenna, it's not 60 feet in the air. You're going to find that getting some sort of choke balun just beyond the radio is a really good idea.
May that be a question?
Go ahead, Matt.
Okay, I find it very interesting. I do a lot of work with dipoles up at my father's 2TH, W2GT. And I've got a 20, 40, and 80 dipole up. Each one is about 45 feet or so, 50 feet in the air, with coax runs. Typically, the shortest coax run is going to be about 65 feet, 70 feet. So are you saying I still need to, and now I don't have to use any tuners with these at all because the SWR, it's just one-to-one. I've built these dipoles with the aid of the MFJ antenna and tuner or analyzer. So I don't have any problems with SWR, but you're saying that there's something that I should put one of these chokes, even still with a setup like that, between or right behind the radio, in between that and the coax line, is that right?
No, I think you've got yours high enough. It's 45 feet. And a virtually flat SWR, you don't have much reflected energy. So I think the reason why you're fine is because, you don't have a lot coming back at you and biting you. So more power to you, brother. You're doing fine. Leave it alone.
Okay, great. Thank you. 72NIW.
It's when you have lower antennas and possibly some not quite resonant antennas. I mean, how many times, I don't know if you guys have done this or seen this, but guys will go to Radio Shack and buy two coils of black or two coils of red, either number 10 or number 12, stranded hookup wire. And they come in 35-foot pieces. They roll it out. They solder it. They don't measure it anymore. They might whack a foot off of it randomly, tie it through an insulator on each end, solder up the feed point, and magically they have a 40-meter dipole. Well, that's fine, but it really is more like, 41 meters or 42 meters, probably 41 meters. And so it's not quite, as flat as you'd like, let's say, in the upper end of the phone band. And, guys get a little sloppy with stuff like that, or, they leave stuff near a fence, or there's water in the bushes that they're near, and, some detuning effects, and some other things they didn't realize are on the ground nearby, or the coax is coming back in a weird angle, and some energy is coupling to that, and therefore back to the radio. That's when you get all those kind of nonsensical issues, and random radio resetting and things like that. Alrighty, anything else for the net? Okay, just a quick synopsis. We have the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night. It's going to be a little noisy because we don't have the big conference room, so there'll be a band playing in there and pumping music into the theater. I don't know what the hell that's all about, but they're going to be playing in the conference room, so be it. And so we got some radios to set up for the Rampo Rally. I'll have the 205 for that. Members are encouraged, if they're Barra members, to attend the picnic on Sunday afternoon. All are welcome for the day, however, to work on the Rampo Rally on Sunday. Even if you're going to the picnic, you can always come by in the morning and come play with us and play radio. That'd be fun, too. We do need SAG operators. We do need some rest stop operators and the like. All sorts of fun and games. We are going to set up a mesh node or two or three or four. A couple of cameras will be set up to surveil the assembly and dispatch area where the bikes go in and out of. And we'll also take a node and put it up the hill slightly to provide us with cell-based data access that's going to be from a slightly superior position, because it'll be up the hill and away from the crowd, so that should work. And I should have some MIMO antennas for the cell data card to add to the super node by tomorrow, hopefully. Anyway, anybody else have any comments for the net? Well, this has been fun, and considering it's 20 after 9, we are wondering what we're talking about. Here we go again. Another fun day with antennas. It's all good. I have one real quick. Does anybody have a good, should we say technical design, not just, pro forma, grab these materials and just make a feed? I'm looking to make a coffee can style feed. It doesn't have to be made out of a coffee can, for 2.4. I'm wondering what the ideal length is, and should it be flared, what the ideal diameter is. I already know what the probe length should be for a linear feed, and I also know the offset from the back of the can. But I'm kind of wondering, is the can too small? The can should be maybe a little larger for 2.4. How big is good? And then how long the can should be, and should it be flared at the end? So I'm trying to come up with an end piece. And what I'm thinking about doing at the end is once I get that figured out, I want to take a piece of Lexan, which I have, and have it cut to be exactly the aperture dimensions, and then seal that in the end, so that way I'm not using the coffee can lid or some other damn thing that's just going to sit there and destroy itself in the UV. I want to make something that's reasonably well sealed, so I'm looking for thoughts. Anybody have any?
W2APP?
Good.
I thought for the Wi-Fi, the 2.4 gigahertz, I thought it wasn't a coffee can, it was a Pringles can that was generally used, just because of the fact that it's a little bit longer, it's got the metal paper inside.
Okay, oddly enough, the Pringles can is actually undersized, but good point. Now, the coffee can is actually a bit better. Someone said even a 4-inch dryer tube was a little undersized for the 2.445, so keep that in mind. So I if someone come up with something that is, some dimensional guidance, I'll leave it at that. Because ultimately I want to feed a satellite dish with that instead of using a biquad, because it's easier to waterproof, even though your DB2 less than a biquad with the coffee can feed, it's easier to waterproof them and make it survive the environmentals. Over. That makes sense, Paul?
I'm just trying to look at some stuff up here. The guy losing, put one up, doing antennas, single shotgun can, signal minus 78 dB, noise minus 99 dB. So, a lot of stuff in there. I think, it's environmental. It's Pringles can and hot glue. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah, you can, because it won't stand up in the elements. I don't want to put a new one up every month. I just want to build it and leave it be. So that's kind of... Pringles cans are not happening, and it's also too small. I happen to know it's too small for the frequency in mind. Even a coffee can is technically too small because it's not 4 inches across either. And I already know that 4 inches across is too small.
Okay, is there anything you can actually spray on it? If you took something like a 4-inch plastic plumbing, and then did something like, what's that metallic paint you can get, the magnetic stuff? You put that in and try and resonate that?
Well, if you're going to do that, what I'd be inclined to do is take promise PVC detunes things a bit. But having said that, it would be lovely to take some copper sheeting and line the inside of a PVC tube with copper sheeting that we solder tight. And then we solder a butt plate on and then drill through and tack solder as need be the bead. That would be pretty neat. Actually, you'd have to put the end connector on the inside of the PVC and have the connector stick out, because otherwise it would be too far recessed from the wall thickness would become a dimensional issue for the probe. Misposition the probe, but very good. That might be an interesting idea, is to essentially build it into a, I don't know, do they make 5-inch PVC? And if they do, is 5 inches too big for the T1, T11 cutoff frequencies?
No, but if you start looking at then cardboard cores, it's like, I know they do the big cores to pour concrete in. Well, they're sort of probably around 12 inches or 18, but I think you're probably going to get the hard cores for things that they roll carpet in. If you can pull out one of those and then try it, either wrap cover around it or paint it with metallic, If you wrap the copper around it, then you can pull it out or just let it disintegrate.
That's interesting. I think I want to stick to robust materials.
Okay.
I'm really not looking for disposable materials. It's your consumable materials for this. I want to make it, I want to bolt it to a feed and leave it out in Hurricane Sandy and not care. Anybody else? I guess we got to find out what the TE1 and TE11 characteristics are, and what the gain characteristics are of PVC tubing, of you know, tubing of certain dimensions, and go from there. All righty, 7-3 everybody, and also we also need to know the beam width, by the way, to optimally illuminate the various kinds of satellite TV dishes. So 7-3 everybody, have a good one. Been fun, and we'll talk more later. This is K2BAR, thanking the Chestnut Ridge Radio Club for the use of the repeater. Wishing everybody a fine good night and hopefully a beautiful weekend of a fun and service and fellowship, no matter what you're doing. This is K2BAR W2TTT, returning the frequency to amateur use.
Why don't you give me a phone call?
Do it right now, W2TTT. APP, huh?
If you detail up exactly what you're looking for, I'll run it past my dear wife, and she gets very creative with things like that. So she actually might be able to come up with something. W2TTT, W2APP, clear.
You got it. Yeah, I'll kind of lay it out for you. Very good, thank you. W2APP, W2TTT on the phone.
Connected KA2SGY. KA2SGY disconnected. Connected KA2SGY. KA2SGY disconnected.
KC2YJV Mobile, Woodbridge Township.
WA2RVJ, listening. WA2RVJ, listening.
KC2YJV clear. Anybody on? KC2YJV? Nothing heard. KC2YJV clear.
KD2BOR, WU2TTT.
Hey, good morning, Gordon. Just pulling up to my shop. Got to get a cup of coffee in me, as you could sound. I don't sound like I'm awake yet.
It's all right. I'm trying to pick up my son and friends so I can take them home, so I can go to bed, so I can be up at 5 in the morning, take my other son to work. Somehow or another, I gotta be tired, rested enough to split to work too. Ay-yay-yay.
Hey, let me get myself situated in the shop. If you're out there, I'll turn the radio on in a little bit. Just gotta open the doors and get a sip of coffee. W2TTT, KD2BOR.
That's okay, W2TTT.
KC2YTV.
KC2YTV in the group W2TTT. Good morning. Name is Gordon.
Yeah, Gordon, we spoke before. It's YJV. It's Victor out of Colonia.
Oh, hi, Victor. Good morning. Gary in here, KD2DDK. We probably have Rocky, KD2BOR on the way.
Hey Vic, how you doing? KD2DDK.
Hey Gary, what's going on?
I'm just sitting there hacking on the computer, keeping Gordon awake while he's waiting.
I just got a text message saying they're on the way. Not sure whether
they can even reach everyone
because I'm going to pick up stuff here, but okie dokie. Good morning, Victor.
Good morning. I doubled with you, though.
Martin won, so Vic, you got it.
Very good. Yeah, I just wanted to say good morning to everybody, that's all.
Yep, I see people popping out of the theater. I'm assuming this is the right entrance. I'm not really sure. I'm not sure which part of this place is the theater entrance versus others. Lordy, lordy. Yep, here comes the crowd, so I guess it's the right, well, whatever passes for a crowd for Amazon Thursday. But all right. Very good. So, Victor, what are you up to these days?
Just doing what I gotta do to work, you know?
Stand by W2CCJ.
Yeah, well, if I made that time, just working, that's about it. How about yourself?
Vic, I'm retired, but I stay up late because I like to, I will play with the computer better at night.
Yeah, I'm a night person myself there. Don't feel too bad.
Yeah, always have been, ever since a kid. I don't wake up till 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I don't get tired till 3 a.m. It was great for a couple jobs I had. The 4 to midnight was the best shift in the world for me.
Yeah, well, I just took another job a couple weeks back, and now this company's going to fold up. So it's amazing. I actually think that they hired me to make sure that their competition didn't get me, and now they're folding up.
Wow. Oh well. Yeah. That's all right. Now you can go to the competition. They got twice as business coming up.
Right, you say your employer's bailing out?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you do, and what is the company?
I'll just put it to you this way: they're a lumber company out of Edison, and I'm a driver and a dispatcher, CDL Class B driver and in-house dispatcher.
Okay, and they're bailing, so. Gee, isn't that lovely?
Yeah, well, it happens, I guess. But they should have known because I replaced somebody who quit, and most of the drivers quit a couple weeks ago, stuff like that, so I should have seen it coming.
How long have you been with them?
For about 7 weeks now, but... About 2 weeks ago, everybody just up and quit, and the guy I replaced just up and quit. So it's like I'm driving and doing dispatch work, and there's one other driver, and that's it.
Okay. So they're just staying open up long enough to maintain the business?
They're not going to maintain anything. I think they're done. I think they just wanted to get stuff done, and I put a resume in a couple months back with them and about four other places because I knew the company I was working with was going to be laying off. And I said to them, I said, well, you know, your competition called me. They said, oh, well, we'll pay you more, stuff like that. So I went with them to now find out. Now I think it's done.
I see. How unpleasant.
That's why I'm going to get ready to move out of New Jersey. A lot of the employers here are less than honest. No surprise.
Have you lived in Jersey most of your life?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm sorry to hear that, Vic. My son and friends are about to join me here, so Gary, I'm going to say 73 to you guys. We'll let you guys continue talking. 73 for now. Talk to you in the morning. K2DDK in the group, W2TTT. God bless everybody.
God bless, man. Have a good night. KC2YJV.
Yeah, Gordon, get some sleep. K2DDK. I'm surprised they bothered to hire somebody for short term like that. No heads-up warning that it was only going to be a short term?
No, they definitely did it intentionally. It was short term. They didn't want anybody to know it was short term. Because, you know, they say, you have 401k, all kinds of other stuff. Now, if they turned around and said to me, well, you know, it's going to be short term, we don't know how long you're going to be here, blah, 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 would have went with their competition. They didn't want that. So, pretty much, they didn't care whether or not I got what I wanted. They just wanted to make sure their competition didn't get it.
The only thing that messes up is you. Because what do they care about competition anymore? They don't care about their competition.
Small minds do small things. It's not a case of whether they cared about the competition. They just wanted to be spiteful to their competition. I guess the guy figured that, hey, well, if I can snatch him away from them, they, you know, that would inconvenience them, and they'd have to look for somebody, even though we're not going to be here any longer, you know. I don't know what their train of thought is, but all I know is that I could say what I really think of the company, but I won't.
Too bad you can't say the name, and we just won't patronize it, but then again, they're not going to be around, so it doesn't do any good.
Yeah, plus I could probably be sued if I did say their name.
So you're sticking it out to the end, or is it tomorrow the end?
Well, considering they told me that they wanted me to stay on the road for 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I said, 7 hours a day, 6 days a week. So that worked 5 days a week now, 9 hours. Yeah, well, we need somebody on Saturdays, so we're going to shorten your during the week hours. I said, oh, so you want to make sure I get no overtime or anything, work me 6 days a week? He said, no, I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, it's trying to maneuver something, that's for sure.
Yeah, they won't have any drivers once the two of us go. But you know what? A lot of employers, as long as they get what they want, they didn't want to hire temporary people, I guess, because they'd have to pay too much. So they figured they would hire people they could lie to, and, you know, when once it's too late, then boom, they can get them. And it didn't work.
Yeah, well, I'm glad it didn't work. I just, you know, feel a little bit, you know, for you in the fact that, you know, it's time for a change, and you got to go out and come up with another company that hopefully is a little bit more forthcoming.
Yeah, well, you know what? I look at it this way. I think pretty much employers in New Jersey will exploit as much as they possibly can, because they've done it pretty much through the years anyway. But I think I'm just going to go over and maybe start doing over the road.
Well, you know, a long time ago, I had a license from New York, but didn't do a lot with it at all. You know, but those are the things.
I've already had a couple companies offer me. They said if you come to work for us, we'll train you for your CDLA, since you already have your B and you already have dispatcher experience. So what we'll do is you got to guarantee it 6 months after you graduate our school. And I was thinking about it. And then I didn't like the thought of maybe getting stuck and teamed up with somebody who isn't very hygienic. That was one of my main concerns. And now one of my buddies want to do it, so we're probably going to go in there as a team.
Well, that works. That's a battle plan. As a matter of fact, I like that battle plan.
Yeah, my buddies, we grew up together. We've known each other 46 now, probably about 35 years. So he needs to do something, and he's pretty fed up with it around here too. It's just his boss a couple weeks ago, he put a resume on Career Builder just for the hell of it to see what was out there. Well, evidently his boss found out that he had a resume on there and fired him.
Wow. I didn't even think you could do that. You got fired just because you're looking for a better job?
No, I guess the boss, well, you know, remember, this is a work to hire state. They don't have to give you a reason. They can let you go with absolutely no reason, and there's nothing you can do now.
Oh, man. That's rough. I've never, well, yeah, I was going to say, you know, I haven't worked in that field or whatever, and I, you know, I don't understand. I don't think I never did union even.
Yeah, I got a little interference on the end of it. What'd you say?
I said, I've never worked on that side of it at all. I, you know, I'm retired from AT&T Wireless, I guess. Started with the phone company back in the 9X days.
Yeah, well, you know what? This country's circling the toilet a lot worse than what people think. And I'm not going to talk politics on hand, but You know, that's the way things are starting to go now. Ethics goes with it, too. And a lot of employers have no ethics now.
From what I hear, you're 100% right. You know, and it's too bad. It literally is. You know, it's not like, I don't know. I sound like an old man here saying, well, the good old days, you know, the employer would come and get you if your car broke down, which was true in my case, but, you know, not anymore.
KTGFY comment.
Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, KTGFY. Yeah, well, guess what? It's always been like that. It didn't just start today or last year or 4 years ago. Most employers are only out for themselves. They really don't care. And they're usually very, very ruthless. And I got news for you. If you think anything's better outside of the state of New Jersey, you're in for a rude awakening. I worked in 9 cities before I was 30. And been in a lot of... I had 2 different career fields, actually. But it's no different. Employers are like that all over. It's not just a New Jersey thing. And, yes, I have heard of that getting fired. I had a friend of mine that back in the 70s, I worked in commercial radio for 25 years, and there was a friend of mine that I was working with at a station in New Jersey, in central New Jersey. And he put an ad in Broadcasting Magazine, which is an industry magazine for, you know, techs and chief engineers and on-air stuff. The boss saw it and came into the studio in the middle of his air shift and said, I understand you're unhappy about working here. And he goes, no. And he goes, how come this ad is in Broadcasting Magazine? And he goes, well, I just wanted to put out some feelers, you know, just to see what was out there. And he goes, well, if you're so unhappy here, I think you should leave now. And he yanked him right off the air in the middle of his air shift. And like I said, that was back in the 70s. So... it didn't just start yesterday or last week or 2 or 4 years ago. Employers are it's always been like that, and they always will. And it's all over the country.
AC2YJBY had a good employer. I had an employer for 12 years. If he didn't die, the company wouldn't have closed. So the way I look at it is this. There are some good ones out there, but they're... 99 out of 100 of them are dirt bags, but I'm going to stand by here a minute. KC2YJV. I think that was Rocky or somebody that came in there too. Rocky, was that you?
You're referring to me? No, this is Bill, KTGFY. We're down in Waterford, New Jersey, down in the middle of the Pine Barrens.
No, negative, Bill. I know your voice. No, I heard somebody come in under you when you were talking. And it sounded like somebody said call on frequency, but I don't know if it was on direct or there's another repeater I'm picking up or what.
There's a Rocky that gets on here at night. Was it VOR or something? And I also know that there are 2 or 3 other repeaters on the 955 frequency. I don't think there's a band opening tonight, so it might not be that.
Well, it was pretty open before because I was hitting Manahawkin from Colonia, and I was hitting it rather well too and hearing it really good. So yeah, there's a little bit of a band opening, not much, but a little bit. But I'm going to stand by here a little bit, and gentlemen, I'll let you two pick it up. I'll be standing by KC2YJB.
Well, happy motoring. Sounds like you're in the mobile. Yeah, when you get a job like that, where for 12 years it's good, you just thank your lucky stars that you had 12 good years, you know, before it crapped out on itself for whatever reason.
I do every day. All right, I'll be standing by here. I got to finish connecting some wires in this other radio here. I'm rebuilding a 10-meter rig for somebody.
Okay, I don't know why I thought you were mobile. You had some background noise and stuff. Maybe I thought you were in the car. All right, KTGFY.
Yeah, my mic's probably up a little high and the air conditioner's on.
Probably what it was.
Good morning, guys. Katie 2, VOR.
Morning, Rocky. Hello, Rocky.
I just want to jump in and let you know I'm monitoring. I just got to get my computer and stuff turned on. We'll be back. Katie 2, VOR.
I'll be aside for a minute till Casey 2 YGV.
W2TTT, phase one is the homebound exercise is complete.
How many phases are there?
Mercifully, only two. This is the one where we deposit the friend at the home, and then we wait for the young man to return to the car so that we can embark on phase two, which involves going to our home and calling it a day. Anyway, I'm a little more perky than I was before. A little shut-eye, a little caffeine, a little activity, and magically things are better.
Oh, another 3 hours, right? Oh.
Nope, he's back. We're all good. All right, Mr. Gary. Good night, sir. Thank you again for staying awake and keeping me awake, and I'd like that there. So, chat with you mañana. 82DDKW2TTT.
Me? Stay awake? Yeah, okay. I'll be up for another couple hours yet. But you get some sleep. That's why I'm sleeping in the morning while you're going to work or running around. W2TTT, KD2DDK.
KC2YTV.
KC2YTV, KD2DDK.
Good morning, KC2YJV. Rocky, you there?
I guess he's not back yet.
I'm here, Vic. I was just doing a few things. What's up?
It figures, right? I pick up that radio for the guy, and he can't even use it.
And what are you going to do? When everything turns sour, it all turns, you know?
Yeah, I'll find somebody who wants a radio. I'm not worried about that. It's a good radio anyway. They're very popular, so. What can you do?
Hey, let me finish up what I'm doing here. I'll be monitoring. It's still early. I like to get this card done. I got to have a relaxing day today.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I'm probably not going to stay on too much longer, though, man. I'm tired. It's been a long, aggravating day.
Very good. All right, let me go back to monitoring. KD2, VOR.
KC2YJV clear. 73's Gary, 73's Rock. Catch you all later. And Bill, have a good night.
Good night. KD2JF1.
Nope, you too. KD2DDK.
KB2HCE. KB2HCE. Usually it does better.
But, you know, since I don't work the lower frequencies, I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'd be curious to hear, you know, somebody else's input, but oh well.
I was saying to Steve night before, I don't remember, one of the nights, I put on 10 meters, and I couldn't believe I didn't even have a noise level. And Steve said, thanks for telling me that. He thought it was something wrong with his radio or his antenna.
So you mean you were, like, getting into his radio full quieting?
No, we just happened to be talking about conditions, because it's crazy on 10. I don't know if it's by where I live or what. Either I got a quiet noise level and I can hear people talking, or sometimes I'm up to like an S5, S6, sometimes an S7 noise level, all static.
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. I wonder if that's normal for the area, or maybe it has something to do with the antenna. Do you think it's properly grounded?
Oh yeah, I've got no problem there. My SWR is beautiful. You know, it climbs a little bit when I get into 10 meters. You know, I use the antenna tuner the best I can get it down to. Sometimes it's 1.4 to 1. But on the 11-meter band, on that new antenna with the new coax, it's flat. Flat as can be. That other antenna had to be messed up because there's nothing wrong with the coax. But I got a beautiful SWR where the antenna's tuned for.
What did you wind up doing with the old antenna?
Just broke it up and threw it in the garbage.
And you had that one since, when did you say? Was it the 80s?
Yeah, sometime in the 80s I got hit by lightning when I had my Starduster up there and I put the new Antron up. I can't tell you, Carlos, it was beat. I had never seen a fiberglass antenna beat up as bad as this one was.
That's kind of weird. I don't know, you think it was a lightning strike that caused it to be that way, or does it usually get that way just from wear and tear, I guess from all the rain and you know, the wind?
I guess it's just weather. You know, it was old. I know the sun beats on it all afternoon. I mean, the sun in the backyard of that house, it just beats on it. I start getting sun on that antenna around 10 o'clock in the morning, and it doesn't get away from it till the sun drops.
So from your experience, would you say that a metal antenna holds up longer than a fiberglass one?
I guess it depends on what kind of metal one is. The Stardust was very prone to getting destroyed in high wind. When I lived in Irvington, I had to replace mine once because I got a bad windstorm and just snapped the top radial right off of it.
Yeah, that's because it's a special antenna. I mean, it's actually, you know, I guess the way it's constructed, it actually looks like a rocket, which is what's so cool about it. But then you've got the big stick. Remember that? Just straight up fiberglass. And I guess, you know, like you said, maybe the sun conditions or, you know, rain or whatever could get at that. But it's not, you don't have to worry about the design. But yeah, Starduster, I always wanted that. That was the coolest antenna, you know, on 11 meters.
An omnidirectional antenna works very well on 10 meters also. It's a natural impedance antenna. No coils, no nothing in it. That's one thing I liked about it.
When you decided to get the Antron now, did you at any point consider getting a Starduster?
I'd like to have another Starduster, but my landlord doesn't want a metal antenna on the roof after the other one got hit by lightning. And Debbie took one look at that Starduster, and she said, forget it. You can have the big stick, not the big stick, the Antron on my house, but you're going to put the Antron up with no ground radials. That I don't have at her house.
Well, you got to do what you got to do. You know, do you notice the location where she lives? Is that a higher altitude than where you are now at the shop?
Yeah, her elevation is definitely higher because I climb uphill when I leave here to go to her house. I can see from the back of her street, I can see the whole New York skyline.
Well, that's pretty cool. You know, I guess you really don't need an antenna that big, you know, if you're going to get out and, you know, you're higher up. But it's good, you know, it's good to know that you're higher up. Yeah, I know where you are now. It's pretty low because you're close to the water, so you need all the elevation you can get there.
Yeah, I'm even lower in Harrison. Let's see if Charlie got out there yet. N1LU, 82BOR. It's not, unless we'll wait for him to get in a better position. Did Steve post on Facebook that he was working a double?
KD2BOR, KD2DKO. Yes, he did. He posted it. And I also posted the Jason's address so that he'd get it, and he thanked me for it. But yeah, he said that he's not going to be—he won't be on probably until the weekend because he's working double.
Yeah, he said something on a text message to me. By the time he gets home from this double, he'll sleep from about 10 o'clock to maybe about when the kids get home at about 1 o'clock. He wasn't too happy about that.
I tell you, Rocky, you know about my, you know, my emotional problems that I was left with after all those years with my dad. I guess I just need to be around peace. But I can't imagine, you know, God bless people like Steve and Charlie and, you know, all the people that, you know, even you know, if you raise kids, I don't know how you do it. And the ones that are still raising their kids, especially when they're young, like in Steve's case, and, you know, you work and you do all these double shifts. I don't know how they can do it. I really don't. It's just, you know, it's beyond me. I just can't imagine it.
Steve and his wife have different work hours. Charlie and his wife have different work hours. It's funny. You got to do what you got to do in this world to get by, you know?
Yeah, I also guess that it was probably a little easier in the olden days when wages were different, you know, the cost of living was different, and I guess, you know, the husband could go out and work while the wife stayed and, you know, took care of the kids and whatnot. Life was a little easier. Now it's so hectic, you know, not only do both people have to go to work, but you have to figure out, okay, who's going to take care of the kids while we're gone, and, you know, you just have so many different, it's so complicated today, you know, I don't envy today's kids trying to start a life, because it seems that just, you know, life in general has gotten so much more complicated to try to get through, you know, with the usual things that we were raised with, you know, it's totally different these days.
Yeah, when I was married the first time in the early 70s, my first wife didn't work. But when I got married the second time in the 70s, she worked, and we wanted to buy a house, so we need both of us working, plus the income that we were getting, because we bought a three-family. Of course, we were occupying one of them, but we were getting the income from the other two apartments, and that's how we were able to afford our first house.
And where was that? Where was that house located, Rocky?
About three long blocks from an old amusement park in Irvington called Olympic Park.
Well, that must have been back in your 11 meter days. I'm sure you had an antenna on that.
BOR with 82DKO. Yeah, when we lived in our mother's house on the top of the hill on 40th Street, that's where the amusement park was, about two blocks down. When I bought the house, I had to go down one street, the elevation drop, but I had an antenna on both houses.
10-1-LU mobile.
Hey, good morning, Charlie. Pick it up.
All right, just want to let you know I'm here. It's been a busy morning between construction and when I got into the mobile station. I had a little technical problem with the cash register, so I had to wait about 5 or 10 minutes to check out. But now I'm on the road. KD2POR and 1LU.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie. Wondering where you were. I guess it's a little cleared up now.
Yeah, yeah, I made it through the construction, got my coffee, ate my snack, and